Our next piece involves one of the most famous and grueling performance art projects ever attempted. Two artists, practically strangers to each other, chose to spend an entire year entirely in each other's company. Every second of every day, no breaks. Tara Geer spoke to both members of the Tide Project and has this story.
On July 4th, 1983, at 6 in the evening, the artists Tetching Shea and Linda Montano tied themselves together. Shea was a compact, attractive man who was illegally in the country at the time. He has a terrible accent and a kind of fierce, blank look. Linda Montano, 8 years older than he was and taller, wore bright, slightly disheveled clothing. The rope was pre-shrunk nylon, 8 feet long, knotted, and padlocked. It was tied loosely enough around their waist that it was comfortable, but tightly enough that they couldn't get out. These were the rules. They don't cut the rope. When inside, they're in the same room at the same time, and they don't touch.
In the 80s, early 80s, I was living in a Zen center. At the time, he was looking for someone to be tied to with a rope. And in one of my trips to New York City, I saw an incredibly extraordinary poster of this Taiwanese artist. And I saw that face and I thought, we are soulmates. I have to meet him.
Before, my work is all solo. I do by myself. But now this piece is I do with another person, human being, you know, an artist. And so it's less control.
Shea was notorious for year-long performances. This was his fourth. He locked himself into a cell in his studio for a year. Then he'd punched a time clock every hour, on the hour, day and night for a year. And then starting in the fall of 81, Shea never went inside, not even a car or a tent, for the entire year. He believed that in that period of time, the distinction between art and life crumbled.
And I enjoy even how difficult, how terrible, but
though they had negotiated the peace for 6 months, very soon it became clear that they had totally different conceptions of what it was they were doing. Shea believed it was just about the discipline of passing time, something like a jail sentence. And Montano thought of it more along the lines of what she calls personality-building assignments or meditations. She had done others.
For example, I blindfolded myself. And these were disciplines, penances, Roman Catholic imitative exercises of endurance.
Everything, of course, had to be done together and with the other's agreement. But their memories differ. They slept in two single beds side by side, and when he woke up, Shea remembers being unable to move until Montano finished meditating. And Montano remembers walking the dog. At any rate, they ate, went to the movies, negotiated which bathroom to use and when, and because their project was not funded, they worked. Their favorite job was hanging art, because they could each stay on an opposite end of a painting and not have to worry about touching. Their vow not to touch became one of the strangest elements of the piece. Shea thought that that kind of twisted intimacy, close but not touching, was more like real life.
Touch became an issue.
The reason I used not touch because I tried breaking down upside down of marriage couple. Just make upside down. What's the main relationship? Building relationship is more like couple, you know what I mean? A couple. But we are not a couple, yes, in two individuals.
I became extremely touch phobic. I didn't know how to touch, who to touch, when to touch. We were so kind of really aware of, you know, not brushing each other and not getting near each other. And
you start to wonder, what's it like to be with someone every time you go to the bathroom? What is it like to not even shake hands at the end of a fight? Every time that one of them was annoyed, was furious, was sick to death of the sound of their collaborator's voice, they couldn't get up and walk away. Within a few months, communication started to break down.
The rope itself became a talking device. Here, there, here, over here, and then pulling on the rope.
You know, in some way, when you are very, you know, uncomfortable, you will express your personality. So we show our ugly sides in many times.
Shea admits they did fight quite a lot.
I know what I'm doing, but I, you know, just the piece is very tough, so But the Linda is more like, help, help. You know what I mean? Or sometimes maybe she want to call policeman.
Once when Montana was talking on the phone, as she often did with the blankets over her head, Shay ripped it out of the wall. He says she called in friends to act as bodyguards. He claims she pulled him out of the shower naked and soapy in front of guests. Montano doesn't remember the same things, but they both bring up awful incidents, dangerous threats made, and then mid-explanation, they stop. It's like they've decided to just blank it out. Sometimes Montano comes out with these things totally from left field.
I would look over at him and I would see light, and I could feel myself in that aura of light. So the intimacy of being okay and really saying internally, wow, this is hot art, this is great art and great life, and this is really working. That was 50% of the time there.
Shay, in his sort of brutal way, says it all comes down to not cutting the rope, no matter what.
It's like the game, okay? The game is you don't cut a rope, right? You don't touch each other. Doesn't matter what's happened. You can kill each other, for example. You can kill each other, but rope not cut off. I think that's still part of the peace.
They did make it to the end of the year, physically at least. But the story remains very disturbing. For a year, the two of them do every little thing together, make a gamble with their sanity together, and end up with two basically different years and some kind of knowledge of hatred. This piece should be about relationships, but is instead about some kind of persistent solitude. In the end, what did they get? What did they learn from the whole hellish thing? Shay said there was no change in him, no before or after. Nothing, he said.
It's peace out. It's not like we tried to deal with how to be a good human being and to be do good relationship and how you learn from this piece. I don't think so. You want to join us? You want to tie with us? But you are not. You know, you are not part of the game. Of course, you can say what you want to say, but to me, I feel the peace sure to nobody can judge it.
What I learned is that for me, art isn't enough. I learned we need life and we need professionals like therapists. And so I went to therapy after the piece. He began a relationship, I think, soon after or something like that. And I began therapy.
For Studio 360, this is Tara Gear.